Item number 9 is a resolution authorizing and directing the Comptroller's Audit Service Division to conduct an audit of General Mitchell International Airport as it relates to minority and gender hiring practices, historical data, promotions, termination practices, and turnover. This was referred to the Committee on Transportation, Public Works, and Transportation on a vote of 7 to 0. It was approved on a vote of 7 to 0.
Morning, Mr. Chairman. I forgot to mention last time, Jerry here, the Director of Audits for Comptroller Mansky. We've looked at this resolution. It's the kind of thing that I'm confident our office can do. We're not in a position to disagree with the need for the audit or the nature of the audit. We think we can accomplish it, and if it's your desire, we'll go ahead and do it.
We have a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move approval of this item in as much as the Chairman of the Committee on Transportation, Public Works, and Transit thought it was necessary to have such an audit to take a look at what's happening there as it relates to minorities, historical data, termination practices, and turnover. So I move approval.
Supervisor Romo.
Mr. Chairman, I
would too.
Supervisor Johnson and Supervisor Romo has to be added as co-sponsors of this. Any other discussion on the motion? Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a quick question I've thought of regarding the scope of the audit, perhaps best suited for Mr. Hare to answer. In the Be It Resolved clause around line 24, it explains that the audit will be related to minority and gender hiring practices, historical data, promotions, termination practices, and turnover. I am personally aware of several situations at the airport that would be questionable in relation to hiring practices, promotion practices, and termination, but they are not necessarily specifically minority or gender related. I'm curious if the scope of the audit would include broad review of those items or if it is only specifically for minority and gender issues.
Mr. Chairman, that's a good question. When we do an audit, we try to keep the work narrow to the scope because we understand that's the interest of, in this case, the county board, if it's a resolution. However, what we tell everybody the first hour we spend with them is that we don't come there with blinders on, to the extent that during our work, if we identify other issues, we will roll them into the scope of the current audit or we will schedule it for an audit after that one is completed. So I'm familiar with some of the issues you're discussing, and I would be shocked if we got too far into this audit and didn't end up looking at some other issues as well.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Seeing no further discussion, we take the roll on the motion.
The motion for approval, Supervisors Haas.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Romo West.
Aye.
Jerzyk.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Motion to approve. Approved on a vote of 9-0.
Thank you.